Hey guys, it's Gijamina here, Real Talk, Our Journey, and I have Siobhan and Lynn again. Hey ladies, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Gigi? Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
So living the dream every day has been my mantra. That's what I say. But I'm living a dream every day. So we wanted to come to you guys today just in recognition of Women's History Month and talk a little bit about how someone has influenced us, whether it be in the past, someone iconic, someone close to us, someone who's helped us on our journey, because of course we all have had mentors, support system. And then as we're going through life and we are, you know, building our personal and professional self, what do we want to leave for the next generation? How do we want them to continue moving forward? Did any of the ladies want to get started, or do you guys want me to jump right in?
Take it away, Gigi. Take it away.
So I, for someone in my history, I thought of right away. So in your neighborhood, I feel like there's always been that one neighbor that's kind of been like the go-to person for the kids, for families. Everyone in the neighborhood knows her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had one. I grew up right on Minor Street in Westchester, and there was this lovely lady there, and I don't know her name, her full name, because I don't think this was her actual name, but this is the name that we all knew her as, and her name was Miss Poogie. Let her rest in peace. She was amazing. She took care of every child on Minor Street, but the biggest influence for me was my mom at the time was in a very volatile relationship with my biological father, and Miss Poogie was the person that stood there and protected my mom and protected me and my sister, and made sure that my mom was able to leave him and do what she needed to do for us. My mom was a very young mom. She had two girls by the age of 17. So for me, she's influenced me because my life would have been completely different if she wasn't around to be able to step in and help us the way she did. She has since passed, and it was amazing to me to see how many people she influenced when we went to her service. There were all of these kids from Minor Street on there, and they were all the kids that she took care of. And it was just amazing to see us all come together. Some of us knew each other because we lived on the block at the same time. Some of us didn't, but just to see the lives that she impacted. So big shout out to Miss Poogie. She is partying it up in heaven, and we miss her and we love her and we thank her for everything she did for every kid on Minor Street. So that was a big influence in my life and history, because of course, like I said, I wouldn't know where I've been today if she didn't do that for my mom. And my mom talks about her all the time. And she wasn't like this strong, I mean, not, I don't want to say strong, but you know, when you think of someone standing up sometimes to someone who can be a little strong arm with women, you would think someone like, you know, super bodybuilder, strong type of, she was not this tall, big woman. She was like this petite lady that just had some sass and fire in her and just protected everyone. It was just amazing to see that.
Love her.
I know. If anyone, I would say, I wish everyone could have a Miss Poogie in their life, because she was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And I think I always say sometimes, you know, definitely got some attitude and sass from my mom, but I'm sure me and my sister got a little bit from Miss Poogie. I'm sure we have her with us all the time.
Definitely.
And then for my journey now, I definitely would say it's been a mix. I have some mentors at the Y that I work with that kind of help me professionally. I do a lot with different Ys around the world in some of the trainings that I do. I have one of my mom's best friends. I call her my human diary. I've been close to her since I was little. I think I tell her like anything and everything. And she kind of is that person that tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But I needed that a lot of times. And she's helped me both personally and professionally, because there's definitely times where I doubt myself on certain things I should do. I mean, I use my girls sometimes as an excuse, like, should I? What about the kids? And I think having those mentors and support system have been great to me. And my mom, like, I would 100% say my mom's like my biggest supporter and mentor, just seeing everything that she went through being a young mom and how she went from where she was to where she is now. And she's raised three amazing kids. that would have to be a big influence for me and who I am, because I just want to make sure that I make her proud for all the work that she did. You know, personally, just there's so many friends. I don't want to leave anyone out. So I'm going to say I have an amazing group of friends that have all played a part in some part in my life. So that way I don't say a name and someone say, I heard the episode and you didn't mention my name.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that. You definitely don't want to do that.
No. So I'm going to say I love all my friends and all of you have touched me one way or another when I needed it. So I'll say it that way. Whether it be when I was with my daughter's father to after the separation to where I am now. And I still reach out to them a lot to between my mentors. I definitely say if you have the opportunity, you know, mentors are the best thing to have. And nonprofit organizations, getting connected with them and the committees that I do. I've met you guys on an amazing committee and each of you have influenced some of the things that I do and who I am today. I mean, look at this podcast we have. Of course. I love you guys and I'm always learning and doing this with you guys and being on the committee where I first met you guys has been amazing to see where I was when I first came back to Westchester 5 years ago to where I am now. It's definitely been a big difference. And then my last thing, my legacy. I just want people to feel that no matter what's going on, they can always advocate for themselves. I want the kids to know you have a voice. We hear you. And sometimes you may have to stand alone before you can build the crowd and make noise, but just don't stop fighting for what's right. If that's the biggest thing, I just want to show my kids and everyone else that when I believe in something I'm passionate about, I'll definitely fight for it. Even if it's hard. And even if I feel like I'm alone for a little bit, that would be a legacy. I would want people to remember, like, I remember her and she gave it a good fight all the way to the end. That would be my biggest legacy for me. So that's a little bit about me. I want to honor the past of the women that are still with me today, and hopefully the women that I'll influence in the next generation.
I'm just going to say that was great. And I appreciate you. And you influence me as well. So I just want you to know that. Like, you learn every day and you learn from people, those that are close to you and even strangers. So I appreciate you and I thank you for the influence and the love that I feel from you as well, Gigi.
Oh, thank you.
Zoom hug.
I know. Right? Virtual hug. I can't wait till I hug you guys in person.
I know. I'm like, we're going to get close to that. We're getting closer every day. I'm super excited. You guys have to understand, like, side note real quick. We have been doing podcasts for, like, what? A year at this point. So we have been coming to you as often as we can and sharing a little bit about ourselves and life and what's going on. But, like, this is us legit doing it through a podcast. So I haven't seen these lovely ladies in the flesh in a year at this point. So.
And the funny thing is, our first episode, we were in person. After that, everything else was virtual.
Yes. So a little side note, we just wanted to share that with you. But I'll go next.
Okay.
So the thing for me, honestly, like, there have been so many different women in my life. One of 10 children being 6, 7, 8 of us are female. I've taken a little bit from my mom, my stepmom, my grandmother, who is a Bayesian queen. my grandmother's from Barbados. So there was a lot of influence on her because she was the type of woman, and God rest her soul, I love her and I miss her, that did not hold her tongue. So I think I get that part of me from her. Because she was not afraid. And at the time growing up, she looked like an Amazon woman because she was so tall and she loved her high heels and her bright colors.
Love it.
But the thing about her was she just told it as it was, you know, and like you said, Gigi, sometimes you want to hear things from people, but she was the type of person that, you know, if you were wrong, listen, she gonna grab your hand, look at you and say, I love you, but you're wrong. So I was very appreciative to have someone like that in my life, to guide me and to show me not to be afraid of the choices that I make. They're not always the best choices, but those are the choices that, that I made, and I have to accept it and and learn from them. My mom, obviously, you know, she's always been in my corner. My mom is the type of person that would never offer her opinion unless I asked. So I'm grateful for that because she's taught me how to be a strong, independent person, sometimes a little too strong, but I get it honestly. And I'm trying to think, because I was like thinking of a little bit of everyone. Of course, my girlfriends that I've had since we've been in like middle school, I was always that girl that was so concerned with how everybody else felt and why you don't like me. And I would try my hardest to make that person like me for whatever reason. And then it just got to a point where I was like, you can't force people to love you and like you. You are who you are. Accept it.
Right.
So I've had one best friend who has been my ride or die since we were in grade school, and we're still the best of friends. She's like my sister, but not to single everybody out. Like I said, I've had so many amazing women in my life that have brought me so much joy, so much honesty, and also pain, but you learn from all of that. So the one legacy that I would like to leave behind, or I don't want to say it that way, because it's not like I'm going anywhere, but the one legacy that I would want everybody to remember is love yourself. And know you have to love yourself before anybody can ever love you the way that you want to be loved, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And just know that it doesn't matter what everybody else says about you. You are who you are.
I love that. I absolutely love that. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's really hard on kids nowadays and how, you know, the outside world influences how they feel. I mean, not just kids too, women, mothers. There's this expectations of how you're supposed to be in it. And if you're not in that box, it's hard sometimes. So it's good to hear that.
Oh yeah.
All right, Miss Lynn, we're waiting to hear your wise words.
My wise words. Should I start backwards? Should I get my wise words first? No.
However you want.
So a person that inspired me. So I have two. One is a celebrity. And for those who do not know, I have bipolar 1 disorder. And when I got diagnosed, I was going through a really hard time accepting it. And I was like, the whole stigma, I'm Black, I'm crazy. No, that's certified check crazy. But after hearing Jennifer Lewis talk about how having bipolar disorder and being manic can ruin your life. But after years of seeing her going through her diagnosis and being on medication and finding the right concoction for her and going to therapy, that inspired me. Like, look, she is out here doing her thing. She is the Black mother of Hollywood. Like, that's an inspiration. Seeing someone who looks like me that has my same diagnosis out here just striving and marching to the beat of her own drum and doing what she do, like, and not caring. Her personality is larger than life. So is mine. So it's like just seeing her and I'm like, yes, right there. Bipolar disorder is not going to hold me down. She was an inspiration during that time. And if you haven't read her book, y'all, she talks about it. And awesome. Then another person would actually be my high school teacher, Paula Dugan. Like, we called her P-Doo, but because Paula and Dugan, so we shortened it and we called her P-Doo. But she was a huge inspiration for me in education. Like, when I was going through a lot of different things mentally, like, she always pushed me up, like, you got this, girl. You're going to go far. And even still to this day, like, me and her were friends on Facebook and I'll post something inspiration. She was like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the person that you turned out to be. I told you, you can do it. I always knew you could do it. You, whatever you were going through when you were 17, 18, the person that you are at 32, 33 is not who I saw you were going to be. I knew you were going to be something more. So shout out to my Paula Dugan. And It's funny because all my teachers now I compare to her. So I wrote a paper and my teacher gave me inspirational words, and I was like, he's no Pidu, but I'll take him. But yes, Paula Dugan, that's my girl. Yes. She made me love being in education and wanting to be in special ed. Like, she was the driving force behind me wanting to be a teacher. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I never knew, what's her name? It just slipped my head. Jennifer
Lewis.
Lewis. I never knew that she was diagnosed with bipolar. So that's, here you go. Something you learn new every day.
Yeah, she was diagnosed in the 90s and she hid it for years.
Wow. I never knew that. I mean, she definitely is hilarious as a comedian. But that was something I never knew.
Yeah. So that was one of her story is just phenomenal.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because now that you're saying famous people, see, I had prepared in my mind like a famous person. So the one person that makes me feel like I am somebody's family therapist is Yala Van Zandt. And let me tell you, with her watching Fix My Life, and just, I actually got to see her live like 2 years ago. I love how she comes in with this energy, just letting you know, like, she's no different than you and me. Just the story of what she went through, the traumas and the trials she's went through as a teenage mom. She lost her mom when she was like two, and she was sexually assaulted by a family member. And I think, I want to say she was a mom by 16. She was a mom of three by 21. And then to see her now, she's a priestess. She's an attorney. She's a motivational speaker. She's a therapist. And just to hear her talk sometimes, it's like she makes you realize that you are important, no matter who you are or where you are or where you've come from. And it's like, yeah, I had food stamps. We lived off of food stamps. We lived in the projects. We did blah, blah, blah. But look at what I've become now.
Yep. Very true. So
that's one of the things that I love about her. She's an influence to me. I actually picked up one of her books and started reading it, but I had to put it down because I started reading this book club book too. But I wanted to bring her into this group as far as the topic today, because I just felt like it was very important to say that. And if you've never heard her speak, please, like, YouTube her, Google her, whatever you need to do to listen to a motivational speech from her.
She was on the TV and I was in between like classes or something, and she was on and I just got stuck and I was just staring at the TV like this.
Listen.
I was like, oh, I gotta go to class. Like,
but she makes you sit there like, she's talking to me.
Yep.
Like, right.
I'm talking to you right now. Like, I don't know your name and I don't know what channel you watch me on or what state you live in, but I'm talking to you. And I'm like, okay. So she's a very big influence on me. I love listening to her because she makes you pull things out of yourself you never thought you would pull, and emotions you never thought you would feel.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch her, Jay. You gotta watch her, Jay.
All right. Yeah. I will. I've learned something new today from you guys again. All right, Lynn. So you still have your wise words and where you are today.
Oh, so someone who has helped me in my journey. For those who don't, this is just a sharing central of learn about Lynn today. So for those who do not know, I actually, years ago, before I became who I am today, I was actually homeless. So I would say a lot of different organizations are who shaped me to push me to where I am. And because of those organizations, it's opened more doors for me. I've met you lovely ladies by the conference, being on the committee. I actually started out as a volunteer and then just somehow just got put on the committee. But
once you're on, they don't let you go.
No, they don't. But those organizations helped push me. Mm-hmm. They helped me find my way. And then ultimately, of course, you know, I got to shout out my best friend, my other half, the logic part of my brain. And she pushes me. She is one of my biggest cheerleaders. Like, I know people are probably sick of hearing about my cupcake, about Jess, but that is, I wouldn't say she's a mentor, but we met at a time when we both needed a crutch at the same time. And we became that for each other years later. So when I know when I'm thinking of doing something outlandish, outrageous, I'm like, I got to talk to the other side of my brain.
There you go. I like that.
So I will say she is my mentor, but not my mentor. My support.
There you go.
And then one thing I would like to leave in my legacy for the next generation is live in your truth. Be
there you go. Who
you want to be. Don't listen to other people and allow society to conform you into this box. Be you. Always be you. Always live your truth. That is it. That's all I have to say. Just live your truth.
That's awesome. I love it. I love all of it. This has been amazing. And I hope that someone can take something out of what we said, learn something about some of the things that we said, especially as we mentioned, you know, the celebrities that people need to read on or watch. We all mentioned the single mothers, Chester County single mothers. And we just want to give a shout out to everybody on the committee for bringing us together. And a lot of the ladies on that committee have been an influence and a mentor. I won't go down the list because I'll probably forget one person and then I'll get called out at the next meeting. So I'm just going to say we love you all and we thank you because each of you are in a different place in your life. And it's kind of helped me see, you know, where I've been, where I want to go, what more I want to do. But you all have influenced all of us here and have brought this podcast together. And hopefully this podcast can help support, influence, you know, other women, other mothers, next generation, anyone that wants to listen. So we appreciate that. So we just want to give a shout out to the committee. Thank you all for believing in us and bringing us together. And I mean, I think my other thing I would say is, so I was thinking when you both were saying your wise words, something came to mind and of course it left my mind and it'll come again. I had a wise something I was going to say, but I don't know where it went, but now I remember. Ready? Do not compare your life to others. I had an interesting conversation with one of my staff and they were talking about people that they went to school with and seeing where they are compared to where they are in life, you know, where the people they graduated with versus where they are. And I said to them, just remember that everyone's path is different and you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So one thing I would say to the next generation is don't compare your life to others. Wherever you are at this moment is where you're supposed to be.
Definitely. And like I tell my students, I tell everybody this, clients, whoever, life is a marathon, not a sprint. You will get there when you get there. Not when everybody else gets there, when you get there.
Since we're doing these taglines, I'm going to read the one that I found that I was like, this is perfect.
Okay.
The only way to get what you really want is to let go of what you don't need.
Ooh, honey. That just
Amen.
My soul.
So a little food for thought there.
There you go. Good. I definitely want to just remind everyone again, you know, it's National Women's History Month, and we wanted to honor and remember those that have been with us, those that are still with us today, and those that we will meet as we continue on our journey. Celebrate them, appreciate them, thank them, and know that you're a part of that appreciation, that love, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you are influencing someone. You may not see it, but you are. So celebrate yourself and be proud of where you are today. Is there any closing remarks that anyone wants to say?
Please don't forget about the Single Mothers Conference. It's coming very soon. Make sure you pay attention to Instagram, Facebook, all them other plugs. I'm not all into that social media stuff. So, but keep looking out for stuff. We'll keep dropping little hints here and there, but we can't wait to see, hear, socialize with everyone. And make sure you keep your 6 feet distance and your mask on at all times.
Yeah. Protect yourself and everyone around you. But also, we want to know who's inspired you.
And if what legacy or wise words, as we said for Lynn, do you have for us? Because we definitely would love to hear that and share that. Thank you guys for listening again. Thank you for hearing about who's influenced us, what our journey's been like, and what we want to leave for you guys as we move forward. And share with us, let us know, and we will chat again with you guys soon. Everybody have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.